This is ArtCore, your gateway to the fine arts in Christchurch.
Hey, this is Ed Music again, and I'm down at the gallery, and I'm talking to Daniel Crooks, who's in the install for his exhibition. What's the exhibition called?
The exhibition is called Everywhere Instantly.
So you're an Australian artist. Where are you from?
Well, I'm actually born in New Zealand and raised in Auckland, but now officially an Australian artist because I guess I get most of my funding from the Australian government. So, but I'm living in Melbourne at the moment, so I live and work in Melbourne.
And the images, the video works that you've got, are very hard to describe, very hard to represent in a static image, and probably just as hard to describe with words. But do you want to give it a go?
Yeah, no, it is pretty hard. What I'm trying to do is offer another model of interpreting the space-time flow that we exist in. And so, what I'm doing is using video sequences of video frames, breaking them up into, I guess, almost like their basic elements. So almost literally just into pixels, and then reassembling those pixels according to different rules, which are generally pretty simple linear rules. So, for example, these ones we're looking at, which you can't see, people out there can't see. Starting with a video, slicing it into very thin horizontal slices that are, I think in this case, about 18 pixels tall. So taking that very thin slice and then spreading those slices vertically down the screen. And then each slice is about 4 or 5 frames off from the one in front of it. So what you get is, in that one frame, you're actually getting about a minute and a half's worth of footage sort of compressed into the frame. So yeah, it gives you a much wider range of time in the single frame, and the trade-off is you're actually getting a much thinner slice of space for that greater slice of time. And the hope is that it just sort of shifts the viewer's perception and offers an alternative model of how we could perceive the world.
So to construct an image like one of these video images, is it just filming one scene, or is it filming the same scene with a number of cameras, or you film the same scene a number of different times and merge them all? I mean, this looks, the way you've done it, makes it look quite seamless, but I'm sure there's, are we talking hours, years, months put into these things to make them look like this?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of time. Yeah, I'll be using the word time a lot, no doubt, in this conversation. A lot of time goes into constructing them, and a lot of time goes into sourcing the original footage. All the videos, what's actually represented is generally one chunk of time. So, for example, here it is generally the actual running time of the video. So, for example, this one I think is about 13 minutes long. So that is a 13-minute video that was shot. This one was shot in London a couple of years ago, and it's just one take. It's very much in the in the kind of Lumiere model, that early cinema model, where it's a single shot, static shot, people walking out of a factory and closing the door behind them. But part of the reason for that is because the what's going on in the process is so distorting that I'm trying to keep everything else as undistorted or as simple as possible, so that you maintain a tether back to what was originally shot. Because I've done a number of experiments where I've really sort of pushed the envelope in terms of the temporal and spatial manipulations, and it just starts becoming really psychedelic, essentially. I mean, it's great from my point of view because I know exactly what's going on with the sort of underlying mechanics of what's generating the image, and it's pretty fascinating to me. But I know that from an audience point of view, it just becomes completely unreadable, and it just becomes psychedelia. And so, I'm very conscious about trying to, push it as far as I can, but you've still got to maintain a link back to something that is familiar to people so that they can sort of bridge that gap from what they know to what the sort of proposition that I'm putting forward.
So this image that we're looking at, the people and the bits of the people become almost like helices of DNA. Is that something that you just kind of came across it, or was it something intentional that you can manipulate them to kind of form these helices, or is that just kind of the way that people move, and if you put it into this sort of space and time?
Yeah, well, no, that's exactly it. That's exactly the way people move. This piece came out of an earlier work. It was actually shot off the back of a tram, and I noticed it was in a photograph, and you can make out where the tram is, and you can make out where most people were walking and bikes riding past, but at the top and the bottom of the tram were these crazy kind of helix patterns coming off, and it actually took me quite a long time to work out what they were. And I finally twigged. It was like, oh, these people are actually getting off the tram, and their legs, you know, when your legs just bipedal motion, if you take that little thin scan, it puts forward that that helix pattern. And so with this video, I did go out with a pretty direct intention of trying to capture that properly. So yeah, that was very much an intentional process. Where it's the people in the foreground, the people in the background, and then it's that just the random possibilities that happen when you're in a public space.
Also with the bright colours which come through, and the way it's sliced, it kind of almost reminds you of let's say an 8-bit video game or something like that, like where there are big blocks of colour which kind of seem to move, swim through the scene and things. Is there the way that you do it also kind of a conscious mimic of like, sort of pixelation and things like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was anything sort of directly intentional from video games, you know, even though I was a big kind of 8-bit video head in my youth. But they're definitely, like, they're intrinsically digital, not in the sense of being a digital video, but in the sense of being discrete and being assembled from discrete elements, you know. And I mean, it's an interesting irony that they're shot using a digital video camera, and they are so utterly digital in their conception and in their creation and their production, yet the result is these kind of wildly organic forms that you know, I guess that's just coming out of the source material that is organic. But no, they're very digital. I mean, that's one of my, I guess, real interests or real sort of focuses in the research that I'm doing, is that point at which the digital becomes sub-perceptual, in the sense that, I mean, this is, you know, the great problem with these videos is the temporal resolution that I'm dealing with is 25 frames a second. Is we can sort of coax 50 frames a second out of a video, but really 25 frames a second is all you get. And I would much prefer to be working at 50,000 frames a second. You know, that to be able to actually get that extra information would allow me a whole lot more freedom to move and to stretch and to really push things. But so I mean, it's kind of interesting in that point that I've only got those 25 frames a second to play with, and that's, I mean, I think in some ways, if I'd had more to start with, these probably wouldn't have come out looking like they do originally, which maybe would have been worse. Maybe I would have hit that sort of perfect, seamless point straight away, and they wouldn't have actually been that interesting. But
excellent. Well, thanks for talking to us. And this is, from what I've seen, a fairly interesting exhibition, and you really do need to come down and have a look, because it'll all make a lot more sense once you've seen it, then you'll know what I'm talking about. So this starts next Friday?
Yeah,
July the 18th.
Tune into ArtCore every Tuesday and Saturday morning on RDU 98.5 FM to find out what's happening in the Christchurch art scene.